Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with Bill Kilgour and John Redmond on Rock Sport Radio.
The Clash there, John. Rock the Casbah.
Rock the Casbah. What a song.
One of our guests in the pub would name the Casbah down the end of the street. We can ask him about that later. To see how the beer is. Anyway, good evening and welcome to Just the Juniors here on Rock Sport Radio, where we chat about junior football for a full hour. Yes, a full hour. With me, Bill Kilgour, and him,
John Redmond.
And together we will bring you all the latest gossip from the junior game and a lot more besides. If you're listening on your smartphone, you can watch the show on Facebook, Twitter and Periscope at RockSportDAB, and you can also see us on YouTube if you go to RockSport Radio Official. No excuse not to watch or listen, folks. Get in there. John, how's your week been? Been a hectic start to the season for you?
Hectic start, busy week, Bill. You know what it's like in the junior football when you're on the committee side. You'll know as well as I do now.
Yeah.
Monday night committee, Wednesday night games, Tuesday and Thursday trying to get out the house, but couldn't get out.
But was it raining?
It was raining. Which brings me on to me a point. I'm a bit depressed tonight, Bill.
Oh, what is that, John?
That weather, it's getting to me.
How's it getting to you?
It's that bad that there's inspection at Darvel tomorrow morning at 8:30.
But that super duper
football
park.
You've got to protect the surface. No, it's looking okay just now, but if we get all night rain, it could be touch and go. So we'll arrange an inspection for 8:30 tomorrow morning. But
I'm hoping it's half, John, because I know you're playing shorts tomorrow.
That's
that
right.
Is, you know, I'm on the committee at shorts now. Unfortunately, I'm away to a day out tomorrow and I'll not be there. So, rain heavy so I can get down there some other time.
Bill, you're in for none at Darvel, you're okay. You don't have to have paid, I've got you in, you're okay.
I know you've had a good man, John.
£3. Don't go a length to miss £3.
Well, wait a minute, you saying I'm an old age pensioner?
Oh, well. Bring your birth certificate.
Aye, right, okay. Anyway, John, two victories to start with. You're sitting second top of the league. Only team up there is the Cumbernauld United. They're in goal difference. What do you think so far of your season?
I think if it was Mick you're speaking to tonight, he'd be a bit disappointed in the performances. But We spoke to him last Friday night, and if we'd have said to him last Friday night, he was sitting on 6 points after two games against a good Renfrew side and a very stuffy Blantyre side, he'd be happy. But knowing Mick being a perfectionist, he's not happy with performance. And we can play better. We've played better in the close season, in the pre-season, than what we've done in the last two league games. But we've got there. So.
But is that not always the case? You start off at a flyer at pre-season, you've got a new team and all the rest, that you're scoring goals for fun, then when the real thing starts, you tend to maybe just not get there in time.
I think the boys are realising as well now, because all the hype was going about, every game's a cup final. Every team's there to beat them, and the longer it goes, the team will get more and more hungry to put one over them. And I've got to say, I mean, Blantyre Wednesday night, John Gibson's side, they come out there battling and are very, very unfortunate not to get at least a point.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, John Gibson's always got a tough team there, you know, going, and it must have been tough for his doing there at Blantyre, because it's not the best of playing surfaces, really, is it?
On the night with the heavy rain as well, it was cutting up and it wasn't suiting their kind of style of play, but you're going to come across that all season, Bill. I mean, we have to vary our game. We can't even be playing silky soccer all the time, so the boys know that. But once again, Dan Miller pops up with a beautiful goal, a free kick about 25, 30 yards out into bottom corner, puts up 1-0, and what happens, they get a player sent off into the second half, and as always happens, they turned out to be the better team. They equalised. Darryl Meggett then got a goal for us with 15 minutes left to play, but it was squeaky bum time for the last 5 or 10 minutes, because Blantyre was hitting us with everything but the kitchen sink.
I was disappointed with Peter Sill on Saturday. We were there, we were sure to beat them 5-0. The goals came in the second half and there were some cracking goals. Really disappointing for a team that's supposed to be going straight back up, John. Our favourites to go straight back up. Disappointing in that. And then they go on Wednesday night and beat St Rocks 1-0. Is it St Rocks that's maybe a fault, or did they have two or three players coming back? You never know, do you?
It's hard to judge midweek games, Bill. I mean, we don't know who's missing, who's there, and what's happening, travelling, etc., people at work, and like that. But once or two or three weeks into the season, they'll settle down with a better idea who's going to be the top and bottom and mid-table sort of thing. But we won't be disappointed at the heavy defeat he got last week against Shots.
Right.
But John McEwen's team, well, you know better than I do, they can score goals when they hit the form.
Oh, aye, they can go for the midfield. They've got two great strikers there as well. They've got a couple of fast, pacey wingers. And
what's the defence like, Bill?
The defence is really good, John.
And the goalkeeper, has he come for crosses?
Of course he comes for crosses. Anyway, talking about Cumbernauld United, they'll be there will be there or thereabouts. And yeah. Shots were 2-0 and up, and they came back for 2-0 and down to 1-3-2. We had dubious penalty, I've got to say, at the death. But no, I think Andy's team will be there thereabouts. And I've got an interview with Andy and John later on to let you know about after the game.
Bill, they're a bit similar to what Glen Cairn's been for years. Cumbernauld's always been just about there to get promoted. So who knows, this could be their season, because they've been on for like two or three seasons and know what's happening.
I asked them before the game, I asked Andy before the game, obviously before we interviewed them, and I says to him, which is this your season? He says, oh, I hope so. I'm not going to say exactly what he says.
Yeah, he's made good signings in the close season.
Anyway, John, we've got two guests, not one, but two.
Oh, right, yes, yeah, a guest tonight, Bill, from Vera Clyde, and a man that's been on the show before, manager Mark. Welcome up to the show. Hey, and his assistant, John Hughes. John, ex-Maryhill. Good evening, John. Well, listen, time boys, we usually ask your kind of background, so I'll start with yourself, Mark, let the listener know your kind of background to your football history.
Well, this is my second full season at the Vale. Previously that, I played junior football and took over from Saturday morning football, originally when I came back into junior football. So, tough first year, a lot of good things happened, so let's hope we can kick on this year.
I'm quite sure you will, but it's experience coming good into that.
Getting there, getting greyer.
Yourself, John, you and I have come across each other when you were at Maryhill. What were you previous to that?
Started under-21s with Glencairn, then kind of played a few games as a trials at Glencairn Juniors under David McDermott. Kind of moved into St Rocks under Paul Kelly, played a few games for a kind of second part of the season when they won the league. Played another season or two at St Rocks under Paul, moved on, started kind of a couple of seasons later at Rob Roy, moved back with Paul to Ashfield, played a couple of seasons at Ashfield under Paul and Duff, then kind of moved into the amateur ranks at Postal United, and then on to manage, was quite successful there, managed the Scottish Amateur Select league team for a season, went on to manage the Central Select team. And then was appointed the Maryhill manager in October 2016, and I was there for around about 21 months.
It was a hard gig, that one, wasn't it, for you, John?
It was a tough time there, but also it was a great grounding for me in junior management. First season I took over, I think they'd lost their first six games. We then went on to win nine, I think we lost seven and drew four of the remaining 20. Got to the last 16 of the Scottish Cup, last 16 of the West, so... From that perspective, it was a very good season. We managed to stay up by a point in what's now the Championship. Then went into the second season in the Championship. Very, very tough league that year. Some really big hitters in it. And it just proved ultimately too much for us that season. At the end of that season, both Gordon Anderson and Gordon Boyd, who spent probably 30 and 20 odd years at the club, decided it was time for them to go. They'd brought me in, so my loyalty was ultimately with the two Gordons, who had a great relationship with, and I thought that was probably the best time to stand down. So I took about 5 or 6 months out of the game, had a few offers to get back in, but really I wanted to take that time away. And then Mark, who I've known for a number of years, had approached me in January this year and asked me to go in and assist him at Vale Clyde, and it's been great. Really, really good group of players last year, and hopefully we'll kick on again this year. And,
And is it manager and assistant manager, Mark? Is it on the joint? So is it
to be honest, we still bounce off each other.
Yeah, obviously.
I was there originally. It's no sort of if I've got any ideas or John's got any ideas, I don't just dismiss them or anything. We try and have a chat about it. We've also got another couple of coaches as well, which sort of aligns the load on me a bit, to be honest. We had other boys in who helped, and we were a good help at the time, but due to commitment issues and that, and I was doing a lot myself at the start of the last season, which was a bit too much, maybe just taking over and then you're trying to do everything yourself. So then we brought a boy in, Gary Dunnery, just about Christmas time, and Gary done well for us, but due to work commitments he couldn't then commit, so then I had to look again, and then it was then I managed to get a hold of John, speak to John and ask him sort of what his thoughts were and sort of where he was at. John came in on the Monday night at training, and from then it's worked really, really well. really well.
Did I hear you say when you come in, John, when you're speaking to Hugh Burns, that you played against Mr. Rokes, and then you're one of the many men he's been sent off against?
Yeah, I think it was at the end of his career there. And
did he have a career?
it was my second season, my kind of first real season playing at St. Rokes. I just turned 21, and it was a cup tie, and there was quite a big crowd back then. I know the Rock get great crowds now under Andy, but played against him. I was playing left midfield that day. He got booked, and then a pretty poor challenge, I think, on me, and he received a second yellow, and that was him off before half time. And
he wanted to be him early.
If he wanted it, it's an Oaks early. That's what he wanted.
that was my kind of bit of a claim to fame back then. I managed to get Hugh Burns sent off that day, but aye.
John, when we were speaking earlier on, you said when you went in there at Vale of Clyde as manager, the pressure wasn't as much on you at the time because it was a great bunch of boys and things like that. Is it still the same today, or do you have the pressure on yourself?
I think as a management team, we've got expectations of where we want the team to go this season and the club as a whole. I think we're both driven individuals.
Mad, maybe.
You know, definitely as an assistant manager, it's not the same, the same commitment. And it's probably where I'm at just now, that's probably,
it suits me at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Whatever I can do to assist Mark is basically my main aim and standing side by side with him, to ultimately ensure what Mark wants. Because, I've seen with my own eyes the amount of time and commitment, as all managers across the junior game do, but certainly Mark's time that he puts in at the club is way beyond, what I've seen at other times,
Next question then, Mark, John, have you fell out?
Not yet.
Oh, come on, tell the truth.
No. Well, John's saying aye, Mark's saying no, you're right.
No, to be honest, we went in a good run last year.
Aye.
So, good run,
happy camp.
When that happens, yourself, the team can sometimes pick itself.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Week on week, maybe a change happens, a boy misses or a suspension pops up with bookings, which will be more this year. Now you're under the SFA rules and I think it's 6 bookings for a game, where last year it was a point system. So I think the bookings will certainly pick up for this year and the suspensions will be a wee bit more. But we have an idea. John has an idea how we want to play. We try and the two sing for the same song sheet, so that helps the club going forward because they're not getting mixed messages. Whether John's setting up a drill and I'm speaking to them, or I'm away setting up a drill and John's speaking to them, the two have got the same message. We want to play the same way, we believe in the same shape and formations that we go and deliver at training. So, from that point of view, then no, we've not felt it yet. So.
Player-wise, have you added to your squad from last year? Are you been quite happy with last year's squad?
What we did do is, and it was similar when I took over and I spoke to his last year, what I done was, we spoke to all the boys that were there, first of all, last season, and said to every single boy that was there, look, we would like you to stay, redo pre-season. We're actively looking to strengthen in certain areas. We missed out in promotion with one goal. We had third best defence in the league, so we knew where we wanted to add quality and a wee bit more firepower, sort of a assist wise and that from the wider areas, and so we managed to bring in a pre-season all the boys that came back, and we added sort of a 10 or 12 came in. We had sort of a 33 bodies, 34 at training, which was fantastic. Sometimes a bit too much to manage.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we sort of we had suspensions and injuries, so we sort of spoke to all the boys and we were very honest with everybody and said to them, look, after the League Cup section, we'll get suspensions and injuries out of the way. We'll sit everybody down and tell them where we feel you are individually. We sort of where we see you in the squad. If you want to stay and fight, then we're more than happy for that to happen. If you want to move on, then we wish you all the best.
Looking at the league, there's a lot of good sides in it this year, so obviously Vale of Clyde's going to win that league, in your opinion. But if you're the Vale of Clyde manager, who do you think will be your nearest rivals?
Right now, I would say there's probably...
And Bank.
Tomorrow.
See, looking at the league, I think there'll be 7 or 8 teams sitting right now in our position thinking to themselves, if we can go on a run, win. I know Ashfield started last year and went a great run, and then it sort of tailed off. But if you look at Ashfield, if you're leaving, even though we gave them a doing on a Monday night recently in the League Cup, Thornywood, Johnson Borough recruited very, very well.
Yep.
There's a few others in there that they'll sort of think to themselves, Muir Kirk, it's a good place to play. It's a nice, really nice park at Muir Kirk. Kevin works hard to try and get everybody in and get everybody going. Sometimes it may be the travel to Muir Kirk, you know what I mean? The boys may be just a wee bit put off rather than the club. So I think that, to be honest, I think it'll be, we'll need to be on. I heard you saying earlier on about, Darvel's everybody's cup final. Via Clyde, everybody's cup final. Missed out in promotion with one goal. Everybody wants to beat you.
Correct.
Bookies and Stoldges are favourites. Massive target on your back. You need to also deal with that pressure as well as going and delivering one game.
Talking about your pressure. Sorry, talking about your pressure there, boys. Wednesday night, that was your first league game of the season because you didn't have a game on the Saturday. But you get beat 3-1 away to Yoker. What was the problem there? Because you've been favourites. Must be something there.
To be honest, the biggest 3-1 10 days prior or 7 days prior in the first game in the League Cup as well. And the two games are very, very similar. League Cup game, we won down at half time, scored a goal, looked as though we were in the game, quite comfortable. Yoker scored two goals, probably deserved their victory on the day. Wednesday night, won each at half time. Sort of a itchy peachy, we've had a couple of half chances, they causes a wee bit of trouble. 50 minutes into the game, they actually got a man sent off. And I heard you talk about Blanter and against Darvel, and we didn't deal with it properly. Middle to front, we were okay, but in the final third, we didn't break them down, we didn't put enough crosses in, we let them play out easy. I'm not saying the boys, you don't mean it when it happens. Playing against 10 men can be a lot more difficult, I get that, because you believe it's alright, he'll pick him, he'll get the runner, we've got a spare man. I don't need to go in there. We lost two goals, identical goals. Boy comes in at the back post, gets in front of one of the boys, gets in front of another boy, and we don't pick it up. So, no, even with 10 men, anybody walking in and seeing that game, it maybe just came at half time or 55 minutes in, you wouldn't have knew who had 10 men.
John, does that put pressure on the players now to perform tomorrow against a team that you don't like? I'm not saying that you don't like, but you know what I mean? Does that put pressure on them right away this early in the season?
I think the pressure, given what we did, you know, at the latter end of last season, is going to be there for them. I think the pressure from within, you know, within the dressing room, within the management team, within everyone, you know, for the committee down, is that, you know, we're gearing up this season to have a massive push to get up. So, you know, with that comes the pressure.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want. You want to be playing, you know, under a bit of pressure to, you know, to
perform,
deliver something.
Yeah, perform,
or you just be turning up every week going, you know, what's the point? But I think, as you're saying, as Mark was saying, there's some strong teams in the league this year, and I was saying to Mark, you know, a lot of games potentially could go either way, where we'd Les Mahago and Kirkluk, you know, away in front last year. Les Mahago and
Lanark
away in front last year, and everybody else was kind of fighting out for third. I think this year, you know, we spoke about Johnston Borough. I know a lot of the guys for Alba, who are an amateur team, who have kind of not folded, but they've went a different, I think they went to another 20 wins this year. They've recruited a lot of the boys for Alba, and I think they got to the quarters of the Scottish Cup last year, the amateur cup. So they've brought in, you know, players of a high amateur standard. So they could be potentially a surprise package, but I think most teams, you know, there's probably six or seven that could be competing for that.
When you look at leagues, John, I mean, the names of some of the teams that they're looking at higher level, maybe Bull Juniors and you've had Ashfield, oh, they've been in Premier League now too long ago, you know.
So
they're not even back up now, some of these teams, so it will make it very difficult for you.
No, definitely. Definitely. I think the competition's definitely there this year. You know, 5, 6, 7 teams will be, you know, it'll be hard to predict, you know, on your show every Friday. You know, who's going to win that game tomorrow? Because I think you look at the previous week's results and maybe the week before that, and there'll be upsets or potential upsets in the results that are there.
I'm just looking at it because maybe Bowl got Hamlin 7-3 for Ashfield, then they'll even beat Ashfield on the Wednesday night. Just as what you're saying, John.
Yeah. Well, the same. Johnson Borough 1-2 Norway to fourth, and then fourth then go and beat Thornywood. There's another one who Jamie Nisbet's done very well, took Royal Arbor out of this league and made them sustainable in the league above. He knows this division, knows what it's all about. So, as you say, if you look at it, there's a lot of teams in there, and we're going to need to, every single week, you're going to need to be at it. There's no, say to the boys, I don't mean disrespect to any of them or any other team that you play against, we're not good enough to turn it on and off like a switch. You need to turn up every single Monday, every single Wednesday, and give your all to get prepared for that Saturday.
Looking ahead to tomorrow then, your welcome visitors and Bank, as we spoke a lot about earlier, tomorrow. Is it a winnable game for you, John?
I think so. I think the way we played at home against Fairleven and the account we've given ourselves against Clyde Bank, a Premiership team, and Kieran was very complimentary after the game in terms of how we applied ourselves. I think, you know, at home we need to win our home games.
Yeah.
Pick up points and pick up the points away.
Make it a fortress.
So, you know, tomorrow we're looking for the win. There's no question about that.
I think if you look at any of the teams in our league or any of the league, we must fancy ourselves to win every game. If I don't fancy my boys to win it, what's the point?
Great.
I don't mean that disrespectful to anybody in your league.
No, fair point.
Different coming up against, you get Darvo in the cup, or you get Pollock, or you get an Auchinleck, or you spoke earlier about Blantyre, who we played last year, 2 each the first game, and then they gave us a do in the second. But we need to believe. Self-belief is massive in football. They need to go out there and believe. We brought boys in from, that played at Bells Hill, we brought boys in who came from Colville. We brought young Kiernan, who's come in from UB, who was the first person in Saturday morning football, get called up to the Scotland squad for the amateurs, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So, but we need to believe every single week, every one of your games in that division is winnable.
And I think that's why we looked at the kind of pre-season fixtures in terms of testing ourselves against a team from above. I think even as we said to guys when we were signing them, if we'd went up last year, there's not much in those two divisions.
No,
so we'd be looking to progress further.
Okay then, Mark, last question for you. What is your ambition for the club this year? Is it just promotion?
We spoke about it and I came on here and say we're favourites and we'll win this and we'll do that. It's just another target. Every manager's then got a team talk against you. So my ambition is no different to last year. One game at a time. Old cliche. One game at a time. Where it takes us, I ain't sticking myself out anywhere.
John, you got to sit in the fence and you got to be the same as him.
We're going one game at a time.
No comment.
It's because if I sit here and go, yes, we're favourites, we'll go and do this and we'll go and do that. We play Anbank tomorrow.
They could come and they'll be up for it.
We didn't beat Anbank last year. No. One each away from home. They beat us 2-1 at home. Scored a very late goal. They don't score that goal, you go up. Doesn't come to goals. So there's fine lines.
And if the ball doesn't go, it could look.
Oh, well, that's another story for another day, isn't it? I'll give me tears when I did my face, to be honest.
Anyway, boys, thanks very much for that. And now we'll have a wee chat later on when we talk about the fixtures and such like. John, before we go to a break, I've got a couple of announcements to make regarding two games that took place on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. The first one involved two players who received hospital treatment, and that was between Larkhall Thistle and Clute Rovers after the off-the-ball incident that the referee didn't see, apparently. We hope that both players have a speedy recovery. And what it was one of the players had a gash in the back of the head, and seemingly another player who's got a broken jaw. So whatever happened, I don't know. So we have to hope that they get back to normal after that and play football. And the second one is...
That'd be an interesting hospital bedroom, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
Did they go in the same ambulance?
The same ambulance, aye. The second game was abandoned between Glasgow Perthshire and visitor Belsall Athletic after Stephen Logan broke his tibia, did you say, John?
Yeah, it was his tibia.
That means that... Beath have a free game and so did Glasgow Perthshire tomorrow, so they're having a friendly tomorrow, a kick-off at 1 p.m. and all entries by donation, all the money is going to go to Stephen, who's going to be out for about 8 to 10 weeks, I reckon, just trying to get back to playing football. But
is that a game down at Beath?
No, it's at Perthshire.
It's been moved back to Perthshire.
That
sums Beath up, doesn't it? I just think they're a fantastic club that way. They can't do enough to help other junior clubs in trouble.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Anyway, we'll take a short break and we'll be right back after this.
Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with Bill Kilgour and John Redmond on Rock Sport Radio.
Welcome back. We're in conversation with the Vale of Clyde management team of Mark Hughes. That's a good name for you. Matt Mackay and John Hughes. We've got you mixed up there, guys. Right, we'll have a wee look back at last weekend's or last week's results, John. We'll start off with the obviously the West Premiership, because the guys will know more about the West and what they'll do with the East, and especially Mark. Maybe John will know more. Aye, we'll see. And we'll start with the Premiership, and Talbot 4, Glenafton 1, John. We'll go with you with that one first.
Well, that's the second week in a row that Talbot took 4 off of Glenafton. They did it in the League Cup section as well. So they're sending an early message at this season, Talbot. They're known supposedly slow starters. It's certainly not happened this season. And I had the pleasure of watching them play against Darvel and to qualify, and I was very impressed with Talbot this year. Tucker's made a good few signings. He's brought in a bit of youth into certain areas which was required, and he's got a full squad there. And I think on Saturday he rested a few players as he did on Wednesday night. And
rested a few players and won 4-1.
That's
ominous,
isn't it? And that is the problem. I mean, I was looking at his team lines. He's not putting the same team out 2 weeks in a row, and he's looking forward to tomorrow's game at Dundonald Bluebell. So we need to slip up quite even this early season or we'll take a bit of catching.
So he's playing in the William Hubble Scottish Cup tomorrow, isn't he? So that's the pressure after the league for that one.
Well, it'll put more pressure on, because we all know what they did last year, beating United and then got to Tynecastle. They've tasted that,
so it's
glory.
He's
won back there, of course, in the tucker.
Mark, did you know say that Darvel this year were favourites to win the Scottish Cup?
Sure,
the bookies?
I've seen that. No, favourites
for
the Scottish
Cup. Why know? Why should you know, be? Oh, you got a problem with that, Bill?
Look at Auckland like Talbot. Come on, John. They've not been beat this season so far.
The Cup's a one-off game. Anything can happen that day again. The bookies, not many ring bookies, is there? What kind of car do you drive, Bill?
I'm not telling you.
Well, my bookies drive a big Merc and fans do, so I think he's got more money than we've got.
I've got a better Merc than him. It's a toy one. Mark, Bamberg 2, Kirkintilloch, Rob Roy 0. Is that a surprise? Or was it, do you think Bamberg's only up?
The Bens obviously got promoted. Yep. We spoke about it before. Maybe teams will not like going there. An Astro, maybe not like it. The Bens would have threw everything at it just to make sure. First game of the season, get points on the board. Rob Roy, I'm sure last year, Maxie, they struggled a bit, a couple of times with injuries and suspensions, and you don't know, it's still a bit early, people still being holiday and various bits and pieces. But the Bens will clean sheet, 2-0, home game, first game of the season. They can't ask any more than that.
Oh, no. John, Clydebank 1, Kilwinning 3. Clydebank...
I read a wee bit about that, looked into it. I'm sure Kieran will be disappointed not picking up points in his first home game, but I'm sure their big captain, Jamie Darrett, was suspended. I think he's a massive influence in the back, and gives them that, you know, that focal point, that voice. And they were quite young against us, Clydebank, so I think they're probably missing his presence, and I think that...
Do you think the big part, the new part, the Glasgow grass, I think that's got a lot to do with it, and they've not settled into it yet?
Well, I mean, they've played a few games, as I know. They beat Yoker quite convincingly.
Twice.
They have played on it pre-season, and obviously a couple of League Cup, maybe a League Cup game at home, but it's early days, and I'm sure Kieran will have them motoring soon.
Okay, then, Hurlingham 2... No, sorry, John. We'll go with Cumnock 3, Rossville 1.
Well, Gordon Moffat's team going in there to come as a hard introduction to Premiership, because Paul Burns is a lot to live up to after last season where they were huffing and puffing. So it's a good start. I mean, Paul's under a bit of pressure, obviously, down there, but Cumnock made a few good signings in the close season, and they're still making a few signings. I'm reading the paper who signed a couple for the senior game the other day there. And Rossville, they're having to...
The pre-season's been up and down. They've won a game, they've lost a couple, that kind of thing, you know. So maybe they're not settled yet. Maybe the two or three new guys have brought in just not settled.
Aye. And as the boys were saying earlier on their table, even in the early game, what going on for this week is they beat Cumnock this week, and the next week they'll be playing Auckland like Talbot, and the following week they'll be playing Paul. There's no easy fixtures to get your toe back again. You've got to keep the momentum going, and it's a poor start for us. They really have to start picking points up and get points in the board before they're getting detached, even as early as this in the season.
Mark, Hurlingham 2, Troon 1. John's old team there getting beat again, but Hurlingham started off this season where they finished off last season with a few victories.
I'm sure Hurlingham last year at one point something like 15 games unbeaten. Is that
That's right.
Troon went up and down, and they obviously bought in Big Nardy, and they ended up staying up eventually, which was obviously maybe their remit just going up that year. So this year Troon will be trying to make themselves sort of a
mid-table
relegation, sustainable, see where we are. But Hurlingham, they've obviously recruited well again, and they're just going to go another machine. Probably they were closest, I believe, last year when it finished to Talbot.
Yeah.
They'll be looking to try and do the same.
I was speaking to Dan at the game we played them, Mark, and he was saying he's doing under 21 this year because he's been a manager there too long, and all the old boys have heard his patter, so it's time to bring new blood in. So it's working for him, Ken. It's
definitely. If you look at, we've got a tie in this year with three clubs. Saturday morning team, Brigade of Colts, Saturday afternoon East All Star, and a Sunday team, the Rose. We've sort of a
is that the Gary's team?
Gary's done his team, we've got a tie in with him, and we've got a few boys that are coming for 21s or maybe coming back for injury that we can sort of play and get some minutes under their belt. So we're hoping that works.
Mm-hmm.
They're also doing the 21s route, and they'll probably still be signed one boy for the 21s this year. Young Ian Seymour's came in for the 21s. So you look at every avenue to try and what can you get?
Yes.
Where can we get it?
Of course you can. Aye.
We've now got that wee link with the boys that we can help, and we've sent a few boys already to go and play. Keep your subkeeper some minutes and get people some bits and pieces. So we're hoping that can sort of help us going forward, because we don't have any money. So where do we get everybody? They say they're going down the 21 route, so we're going, well, you're not throwing a boy in, you've maybe watched him for 4 or 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he can do this good, can do that good. The boys are still training with us, and then sort of I get some minutes elsewhere to try and progress their game as well. So hopefully that can work.
Irvine Meadow 2, Largs Thistle 1, John. Brian's got him started well this season.
Yeah, no, Gintz will definitely be happy with that. I think they started, mind me saying, pretty poorly last year.
Was it seven games or eight games?
I was speaking to them, I know they had a strong kind of pre-season. They've kept the majority of the squad that finished the season very, very strongly last year, so he was certainly delighted to get off to the mark there. In the first game.
Aye. And Largs, John, they were the finalists last year. No starting off well this season.
I think Arnie lost a few players in the close season. Two or three boys went to the Lone League and one or two went to other clubs, so it's a rebuilding job there for them. But Largs, they'll come good. I mean, Arnie knows the game, so they dip into the kind of green market quite regularly, and there's a lot of good players in that neck.
Right. John, your one then. Pollock 2, Beath 0. Pollock seemed to have put a few new players together and started well.
Murdy last season was never given up to the final whistle with the last game of the season, and he said he's going to win the league last year. A wee bit exuberant, I think, a wee bit at the time, but hey, this season he's certainly got off to a good start. And,
totally.
He's made a couple of good signings in right positions, and to beat Beath 2-0, that sends a message out to the rest of the team.
He lost the boy Ryan McGregor, didn't he?
Yep.
Recently, injury. Ryan, who played at the Vale at one point, he's... Dad was also the manager, Jerry. We've got his cousin, Connor, to be signed this year. That could be a loss for Murdy. Ryan sits in there and he's vocal and he gets on the ball and makes a lot of passes, and they dominate most games, even though sometimes they don't win. But I think Ryan could be a bit of a loss.
I think that was his problem last year. He didn't have depth in his squad, and I think he's got depth in his squad now, and I think you might be seeing a different team this season.
Knowing Murdy and seen the players that he's signed, they've definitely got that depth.
Yep, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Rutherglen 3, Kilburnie Ladeside 2, Mark.
Well, we spoke about it. Wally went to the Nearly Man, his day went up. I think they've won both. I think they won Saturday and they won
Wednesday.
Two very late goals as well, which shows great character for the boys. I wish them well, to be honest. It's an old club that I played with. I loved my time there.
Well, he's been there a long time, so he's maybe entitled to a wee bit of a break.
He is. They've got some really, really good players as well, and I wish them very well, to be honest, and hopefully, well, they're sitting 6 points, so
great
after two games.
Great start, Mark.
Great start. John, you notice how I never gave you your favourite team, John?
The fan of juniors were delighted at that one. I can't comment on them.
We might get them in next
year. Oh, you never know.
Let's move into the Wednesday then, and it was Beath 0, Clydebank 0. A better result for Beath and Clydebank, I would imagine, John.
Yeah, I think, Kieran will be happy getting a point at Beath.
Away from home.
Losing at home to Kilwinning gets them off the mark in terms of being away. And Beath, obviously, very strong at home. So I think Kieran will be definitely happy with that point.
John, Glenafton 1, Irvine Meadow 1.
Well, South are delighted to get a point at last. He said they had pre-season in the league section, didn't qualify through there. They took that heavy defeat from Talbot on the Saturday, so to bounce back on the Wednesday against what we spoke about, Irvine Meadow, who started the season well again. A point at home, I mean, the Glenapham fans are, I know, the most fans that will sit and take performance is poor, but so they'll get a point at the table and they're going to start claiming it. Glenapham are a good side, they've got good players about them. And
aye.
Southie knows the game inside out. He'll not be long in moving them up that table if they just give him time. That night we were doing, I just thought one or two of the fans were too quick to slate their players. I mean, okay, anyway, because we club like Darvel were beating them that night, but
we club like Darvel.
Nobody deserves to win any game without playing, and they didn't play that night. So, and then Southie that night was actually reacting to the fans and trying to defend his players, and I thought,
it's
not right. The fans should know better as well.
That's right, without a doubt. Mark, Cabana Lightside 0, Hereford 2. I'm getting you Hereford again. But as we said, it's a great start. That's him 2-2, and they're started.
That's him 2-2, and the flip side, that's Coburnley also lost 2-2. They started really poorly last year. Well, changed their manager.
Fan of the juniors will not be happy with you slating his team.
Well, young boy, young James Finlay plays with Coburnley. I work with young James, and he'd said that they had a good pre-season, they were all working hard, and they sort of turned it round towards the end of the last season. They signed the boy Chrissy Craig, actually thought he'd have went to Darvel. He was one of the
Colfords.
I'm sure it was in one of the Ayrshire papers. Liam says that this would be a great start for him this season with the amount of players that he's brought in, and they're settled in quite quickly.
Aye.
Turned out not to be then.
No, he'll be putting, who have they got? Tomorrow we've got a week coming up with you, rightly said earlier on. There's no easy games. You get beat off with one and the next big game comes. So they'll be looking very, very quickly. Hereford will just keep molting away, stretching away for anybody that's no winning games. And Coburnley are now, after two games, need that result already.
I see now how Darvel are favourites to win the Scottish Cup, because the next one is called Winning Rangers 0, Lochinleck 0.
Mark, what do you tell that for?
John, a disappointment for would you cry, Tommy Sloan, but for Chrissy Strain, that's a good result.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think if you asked Chrissy Strain if they took 4 points from the opening two games away to Clyde Bank and then at home to Auchinleck, he certainly would have took it. I know I read that Auchinleck had rested a few players ahead of tomorrow's game, so that may have had a bearing on it, but take nothing away from winning, because any club would, you know, take a result against Auchinleck the way they
of course they do, yeah.
Bill, will you be starting that game? That was the first game played at the new park for Kilwinning.
Was it?
Against Auchinleck Talbot. In the last game at Abbey Park last season, it was Auchinleck Talbot that played on there as well.
Oh.
So they played the last game at Abbey Park and they played the first game at Pennyburn.
Has that changed to an Astro as well?
Yeah, no, it's still grass.
It's all grass. Was there not supposed to be Astro grass getting put on it?
I think it was talk at one time, but it is grass. It's there just now.
Right, okay. All right then, John. Kirkintilloch Rob Roy 1, Rutherglen 2.
We always spoke about Rutherglen's great start, but Maxie, he'll be a happy camper. I mean,
pulling the hair out.
We've seen Maxie at the end of the game after no getting 3 points or even dropping 2 points. He can be very volatile, but I wouldn't like to be in that dressing room after that Glen Cairn result. I'm quite sure the players will know where they stand, and you might find a different team tomorrow going out to Glen Cairn against Kirkintilloch away to Hereford.
Aye.
As we say, it's an hard game down there, but he'll have his players kicking doors down tomorrow to get that in the park and get some points in that table.
Yeah. Lars Thistle 3, Benburd 2, Mark. Benburd close, but no close enough.
Last year's finalist of the Scottish, Lars, hopefully they'll be looking just to kick on, to keep going and going forward. I'm not sure, did they get promoted last year? Were they in that league?
They got promoted the year before.
So I know that's the battle of the Astros, isn't it? Because I think they're both playing the Astros, so it'll probably been a good game. The ball's up and about Wednesday night, everybody drained. Probably a nice night for it. But the Bens probably still took 3 points. They've maybe three or four under them that's not took a point yet. So the Bens will have that wee one eye looking and just try to keep points coming in themselves.
Yep. Rossvale 0, Pollock 3. We spoke about Murdy, John, but Rossvale, they're really struggling.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've done fantastically well, Rossvale.
Oh, they get to where they are, yes.
They're obviously playing out of the bends as well. I mean, I watched the highlights of that game. I think it was Thursday I watched it, and Port were 3-0 up within 20 minutes. The boy Chris Duff had scored two. I don't think Big Morph will be happy with probably some of the defending, especially at the back post. And he was allowed to header the ball, and he's probably not renowned for his heading, the boy Duff. But they were 3-0 up after 20 minutes. So, you know, to probably keep it at 3-0, given the resources Murdy's got at his disposal, Morph might take some, you know, heart from that. It looks as if they've dug in for the remaining, you know, 70 minutes of the game and managed to, you know, keep it at 3-0. But, you know, Rossvale, it's going to be very difficult, but I'm sure Morph will hopefully get
it. Do you think them moving from Bishop Briggs to New Tinter Park is maybe causing them a bit of a problem for them? I mean, they definitely won't get a fan base from it, we know that, but do you think it will?
Well, I mean, they got results. They seem to have, you know, Hunters Hill as a bit of a fortress over the last, you know, couple of seasons, and players get used to playing there, and I think that the squad's been kept pretty tight over the last 2 years, even getting promoted. There's been, you know, I think he's only added maybe 3 or 4, you know, during that spell he's been there. So, spiritual home at Hunters Hill, moving to Bemburb, it's going to be difficult, but, you know, the players will, I'm sure the players will react over the next few games, but it's a massive step up.
Of course it is. John, Troon, one-year-old club, playing Kilmallock, one each. Good result for Troon.
The late show, that was that in Bill, 0-0 in 88 minutes, Kilmallock take the lead, and then Troon scored in the 90th minute equaliser, so so it's been a late show, that one. But a lot of big change at Troon this season. Jamie Kirkwood, the manager last season, has stepped up to the committee and taken more to do with his United contacts.
That's right, that's Johnny Bailey.
And Johnny Bailey's moved in now, and Johnny was there for a few years as a coach, and when I was doing it at Craigmark, he was my assistant manager doing it at Craigmark. So Johnny knows the game, he's been manager before, and he's got Dean Keenan, who's an experienced man there as well. So Dino, when he's not suspended, he'll be there to help him on the park, but off the park as well. So it's a good partnership, I think, that they've got there. They've brought in one or two guys who know the setup. Martin Fraser, goalkeeper, goalkeeping coach, was there a few years as well, so he knows that. The goalkeeping coach, Liz, Andy Smythe, he stepped in the committee. So a lot of changes at Troon this season. But as Mark was saying, I think Troon would be delighted if they finished fourth bottom of the division this year and just consolidate another season in that Premier Division.
Keeps them going. Let me just run through the fixtures for tomorrow for the Premiership. It's Bemburb against Glenafton, Clydebank against Rossvale, Kilmallock and Kilburnie, Hurriford against Kirkintill with Rob Roy, Irvine Meadow against Kilwinning Rangers, Pollock against Troon, Rutherglen and Cairn against Lard Thistle. And let's move on to the Championship. And we'll start with Mark. Atherley 3, Kilsyth Rangers 2. You know, I think Kilsyth management team, you know, considering the way they've started in their League Cup section, were you a bit disappointed with that result?
Yeah, they started very well, but I'm sure Atherley last year took the boy Sinclair, Duncan Sinclair, went in there and
that's
they got a bit of time to get settled. And Tam McLaughlin, who's my ex-captain at the Glens, is there. And they're winners. They're winners. They'll be tough. They'll be big. They'll be hard to beat. They'll be a tough place going to Atherley for any team that goes there this season. Kilsyth obviously started quite well. That division's very similar to the other one. It, probably anybody on their day
will beat them.
Apart from Darvo, just win them all. So.
And the Scottish Cup.
But no, I think when you look at junior football this year, there's a few. You've got Auchin Leck, who'll be maybe sidetracked as long as they go as far as they can in the Scottish. Last year, I know they made up all the games. But this year, when you look at right through the whole leagues, there's maybe 5 or 6 managers all sitting every Friday going, if we win and they drop points, we're 2 more ahead of them and 2 more ahead. So it'll be very, very interesting. But Kilsyth will be unhappy. 2 goals away from home. But I think Atherley will do okay this year.
One of the old players, he scored the 2 goals that night, Jamie Docherty.
Jamie's
been at Atherley the last 2 years, went through the previous year, but he had him the first season.
Good player.
Excellent striker.
Craigmark 2, St Rocks 0. John.
I seen a wee bit about that. There was also a bit of problems getting there for both players, committee, and obviously the fans of St Rocks. I think they asked potentially for the game to be delayed just to allow, you know, some of the folk to get there. But from what I heard, I work in the same building as Andy Cameron. What I heard, you know, they weren't really at the races that day, and Craigmark fully deserved their victory, which is surprising probably to some folk. But from what I heard, the front the front players for Craigmark were very good on the day. Mm-hmm.
Vernon and
Yep, I do.
Just when you mention that, John, it's going to be the same again tomorrow, so if any Camus Line boys are listening, I'd leave a bit early because these roadworks are taking place during the Ayrshire again tomorrow. So. Mm-hmm.
Especially the weather.
The weather okay.
Coming all United 4, John, and Blantyre Vicks 1.
I think that's a fantastic result for coming all to open the season with that 4-1 victory. Speaking to John Gibson on Wednesday night, and John being honest, John as he is, and it wasn't a 4-1 defeat, he said, but a better team did win the game, and they scored goals at the right time, just before half time, just after half time. And it went in, but coming all, I mean, I know they talked here about Darvel, but coming all, they're up there at the end of the season, mark my words, they'll be no far away.
Without a doubt, in that one, because they played the second half up at Shorts. I mean, they were outstanding, yeah. They overran us quite a bit, actually.
We played them last year, and it was the same team, middle three apart, were very, very good. Mm-hmm. Boy Stevenson, mm-hmm. I'm sure his name was. Yeah. I know they lost the boy Murph, the captain, went to Gart Cairn. Paul, I'm sure his name is Paul Murphy, went to Gart Cairn, and they've lost a few, but they are another Glencairn. Mm-hmm. They've been the nearly men so mm-hmm. long.
You're right, Mark.
But they'll be looking at this year and going, right, let's try and get a fortress at home.
Yes.
It's a good result. You spoke about Blantyre already, who are a good side.
Yeah.
John's got them well drilled.
They're
stuffy and that. So you take four goals off of them, that's a great result. It is a good result.
Mark, Dalry, Thistle 0, Irvine Vicks 0. Bit of a boring game.
It's tough, isn't it? First game of the season,
you don't want to get beat.
You went away from home, you've got a point.
They'll
both be looking at it. I'm not even sure how they've done in their League Cup sections. So, they didn't get the beat. Opening day, I would have took that on Wednesday. I'd have took a 1-8. And then you've got a point rather than nil. So, no, I think it takes maybe 4 or 5 weeks sort of to settle down. Get this month out of the way that you still play another midweek round to come in the 17th, which is next midweek or the week after. So you've got another midweek fixtures coming in, boys starting. It takes a wee bit of time for new players to settle in a wee bit to add to the squad. So mm-hmm. obviously you'll take a draw, it's not a defeat. You dust yourself down and you try and improve for the midweek game.
And John, we're talking about the Scottish Cup winners, Darvel 4, Renfrew 3. And the man sitting there, he'll tell you it's been probably been at one of the end-to-end games.
No, I seen Michael's interview after it. He was obviously happy to get the 3 points, but I think he was pretty disappointed. You could see it in his face, knowing him. The performance probably wasn't at the levels they've matched at pre-season and probably the previous games. But 3 points on the board. Renfrew are a very, very strong, stuffy team. Colin Cameron has had them, there for a number of years. I mean, he's he's other co-manager. They were in the Premiership. They've been relegated. I know they have strong ambitions to get promoted again. So one of my old players, Rhys McGillion, he's there. Plays kind of centre back. I think he scored an own goal in that game from what I heard.
I think
don't discount Renfrew because they certainly just get grind out results. They get the results.
And John, for you, Gart Cairn 3, Cambus Lang Rangers 1.
Great start for Gart Cairn in the Championship. I was getting promoted last year. Win their home game convincingly, and Cambus Lang, we'll know about the history they had last year, so a new team getting built. And Cambus Lang, they'll come good once they get steady, because they'll get good players about them. But
they brought in, was it 8 new players this season? So it'll take a while for them to settle in, especially in that league.
They will. But as Gart Cairn getting promoted, they'll be delighted. Got to look at, I mean, Cambus Lang, one of the teams that's come down the way, so they're just obviously paper favourite, do you think? But Gart Cairn, great 3 points to start with.
Well, they get promoted this year into that division, so that's a great 3 points to start with. Mark Nielsen 1, Whitlets 0. Big disappointment for Peter Leonard.
It will be. You're lost opening day, 1-0, narrows to defeats. Don't know much about how the game would have went, but you'll have to then pick yourself up for the midweek game, which I can see they have done, so he'll take that, to be honest. Going to Nielsen, I'm sure I read that they've added some good players in that during the summer, and they'll be big and strong what they normally are at their home park. So the same, there's not much in it. Early weeks of the season, it needs time to settle down to sort of a ends up with sometimes two leagues within one.
Aye.
And you sort of have no where you can look and identify points, and we'll pick points there or pick points there. So
sure, was Peter Leonard at the game, John, or was he on holiday?
I think Peter was on holiday. It was actually ill, I think.
He was.
I missed the game. Right. Jerry Phillips is the assistant manager to the team.
All right, okay.
So that's Jerry in a shooting the nail straight away.
Aye, Jake, aye. Big Peter comes back in your radio. Aye. Peter Sill nil, Shotts Bonacord 5. John, Astra Park, you know, they're used to it, but the first 45 minutes, you could say it was eeksy peeksy, but in the second 45 minutes, it was all Shotts.
I mean, old manager Paul Kelly, he's obviously number 2 to Willie there, and he'll be, you know, he can certainly take a few strips off the dressing room, and I'd imagine he'd been doing that at the end with Willie. Willie will be certainly disappointed because, you know, for Petershill to lose 5-0 at home, it's, you know, especially the opening day of the season, they'll certainly be working behind the scenes, knowing them both very well, to rectify that and get them up the table. And it showed on Wednesday night with the resilience to go and get a result at St Roch's, their near neighbours.
Mm-hmm.
Great result for Shotts. I know, you know, John McEwen very well. He helped me with a few players that come up when he was there, and gave me a couple of players on loan when I just went to Maryhill, which was, you know, I always remember that from John. And he's certainly got Shotts in the right way.
Aye, that's the thing with the Shotts. They were really played really well in that day, John. But anyway, Blantyre 2, Blantyre 1, Darvel 2, John.
Well, if Darvel's going to win the Scottish Cup, they need to play better than they played against Blantyre Wednesday night, I'm afraid. So that's all I'll say about that. But 3 points away from home, I'll take that any time. Performance is second to results.
Aye. Well, as you said that earlier on, that Mick wouldn't be happy with it.
No, I definitely wouldn't have been. I wasn't in the other dressing room at the end of the game, but I'm quite sure they got a few home through still to them.
Aye. Cambus Lang Rangers 3, Neilston 0. Mark, a good turnaround for Cambus Lang.
It's a great turnaround. We played them pre-season. I don't know sort of all what team they had, but they obviously had a bad year last year, so Alan went in for East Kilbride sort of a late on. They sort of on a hide into nothing. I went forward.
We've got Irvine Vicks 2, Arthurlee 1. Disappointing for big Sinky there, John.
Yeah, especially after the previous results, but just shows you in that league, as we were saying, you know, Irvine Vicks can be a very difficult place to go. They've been in the championships and in the first division, you know, back and forth, and you know, they get a good wee crowd sometimes there, and they can get right behind them. So you know, it's a good result for the Vicks, but I'm certainly sure Sinky will be disappointed at Athley.
Well, there goes the final whistle in this show. My thanks to my two guests for coming in tonight. Thanks very much, and all much appreciated, and all the best for tomorrow and the rest of the season. And to you, John, for your input, top class as usual, big man.
Thank you.
And to our listener who's listening, thanks very much for listening. Up next is Michael Lenny for First Spray Friday. Excuse me. So until the next time, take care. And bye for now.
Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with Bill Kilgour and John Redmond on Rock Sport Radio.